Construction is steadily progressing on the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, or the FRIB, at Michigan State University. Perhaps you've seen the huge crane down on Wilson Road. A new office tower that's rising at the site. Work continues on the underground chamber, which is going to house the accelerator at the heart of the project. Scientists one day, not that far off, will fire particles at near light speed to create isotopes that can be used in a variety of applications, including cancer treatment. Yesterday, Michigan Senator Gary Peters toured the FRIB chamber. Peters is the ranking member of the Senate Science, Space, and Competitiveness Subcommittee. Current State's Kevin Lavery went along on the tour, which began with a brief explanation of the project by FRIB Deputy Project Manager Paul Mantica.
What we're going to do is accelerate particles up to half the speed of light, smash those particles onto a target, and then produce rare isotopes that can be used to do basic discovery science. So the tunnel we're in here today is going to house all of the acceleration equipment that will produce those beams that travel at half the speed of light.
Let's show them where all the equipment's going to come down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where's the entrance at?
The hatch. The hatch?
Senator, how solid is the funding for this program? What else is competing at the federal level that's distracting from effort?
We have a lot of competing projects, so it is a constant battle to make sure that the funding comes. The fact that it has such a huge potential to transform what we know about physics and discovering new isotopes that will be beneficial in so many levels gives us a very strong case to make sure that that funding continues. Not just to build it, to also make sure we continue to have funding available so that the students that are here and their projects continue to be funded going forward. So, you know, science funding is not something you can do 1 year and 2 years. These are long-term commitments. And particularly when you make a substantial investment as this, nearly $700 million going into this project.